Welcome to the Texas Values Report. This is Jonathan Sines. It's great to be with you on a summer weekend in the great state of Texas. Hope that you're enjoying your Saturday afternoon. So much good things happening to be encouraged by, but a lot of things that still concern us about the issues of faith, family, and freedom. We're going to get into some of that today. We've got a very special guest that's going to join us on our show that is very involved with the issue of life, with the issue of truth and information. And we're going to talk about that in just a minute. But look, we've got Father's Day coming up tomorrow. I hope that you're enjoying the weekend with your family. I know as a father of three, this is a special weekend for me. But look, every weekend's Father's Day, right? I mean, if you have kids, there's usually something you're involved in. I enjoy it every day and every weekend. But certainly on Father's Day and Father's Day weekend, I enjoy it at another level, and also be spending time with my father. I'm so grateful that he and I get to interact on a regular basis and have a good relationship that we're able to take advantage of. But let me not delay the show anymore, because we're going to get right into probably one of the top stories of this week. If you've listened to the show before, we're here every Saturday on the Bridge, or if you go to our website, txvalues.org, you know that our organization is heavily involved in the issue of what's going on with Planned Parenthood, some of the atrocities that they're doing when it comes to taking life in the womb. And one of the biggest things has been our support and our involvement in the call for an investigation of what's going on in Planned Parenthood clinics. A big part of that is because some of the videos that we've seen come forward over the past year that have exposed some information about what Planned Parenthood has been doing with the sale of baby potty parts and things of that nature. And then what transpired was a hope that the Harris County District Attorney's Office in the city of Houston and the state of Texas would investigate Planned Parenthood and would find out what's going on in their clinics when all these concerns and questions were raised because of videos that came forward from investigative journalists. One of those investigative journalists, if not the most well-known, is David DeLeiden. So here the Harris County's District Attorney's Office was supposed to be investigating Planned Parenthood, and they all of a sudden turned their focus on the investigative journalist effort, including that of David DeLeiden. And then, lo and behold, charges came onto David. And look, I think a lot of people in Harris County and the city of Houston were shocked by that. You've got a Republican district attorney, but we won't get into all those details quite yet. So what happened this week was one of those charges against David DeLeiden was dropped. And so this issue is not completely over, but certainly has taken a very strong swing and change in direction, and a very positive direction, which we're very encouraged by. And we're excited to have on the show today David DeLeiden himself. David, welcome to the Texas Values Report.
Jonathan, thanks for having me on.
Well, look, you and I have had the opportunity, and I would say myself, the pleasure of spending time together. I think the last time we saw each other was outside the cold steps of the U.S. Supreme Court when we were waiting to get into the Supreme Court for the oral argument on the HB2 case from the state of Texas. Is that right?
I think so. You know, it's funny. That was also the last time that I saw Cecile Richard, the president of Planned Parenthood, and also Vic Saporta, the head of the National Abortion Federation.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting how close we get sometimes to the folks that completely disagree with us, or people that we feel like are engaged in very destructive efforts that we're calling out. You have been one of the most important people in calling them out with the very important work that you're doing. And so this has been a big week for you. Tell us a little bit about the change in direction or the development that's happened on this issue in Houston and in Harris County.
Definitely. So we got some really good news on Monday and announced Tuesday that Judge Diane Bull out in Houston had kind of ruled early on our motion to dismiss the first of the indictments in Harris County that was handed down by that kind of runaway grand jury situation. Was the charge having to do with the Harris County DA had, you know, pretty absurdly and amazingly charged me with attempting or offering to purchase human body parts as a result of, you know, of pretending in an undercover sting to want to buy baby parts from Planned Parenthood. Now, if somehow me pretending to want to buy body parts from Planned Parenthood was somehow evidence of a crime on my part, then surely, you know, Planned Parenthood actually doing in reality for the past 10 years receiving money for baby parts from taxpayer-funded universities in Texas, surely that's evidence of actual crime if, you know, they were actually doing what I was just pretending to do. But the grand jury told them to indict me and not to indict Planned Parenthood, which was highly suspicious. There's a lot of information that some of your listeners might be familiar with that started to come out through our filings and also through the filings of the district attorney's office, that there was straight-up collusion between the district attorney's office in Houston and Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast and their lawyer. This was even confirmed by the lawyer himself in his sworn declaration. In the filings of the DA's office, and amazingly, the Harris County DA's office argued in their reply to our motion to dismiss, basically, so what if we colluded with Planned Parenthood? They're still, you know, quote unquote, facially valid indictments. Well, Judge Bolsh basically slapped down that argument in the ruling that she made earlier this week, directly contradicted the DA's office and found that the body parts charge was void on its face.
And an important development, because look, you and I have visited about this issue. You know what? We have indicated our support for you and letting you know we're behind you and fighting this. One of our good friends and also a board member of our affiliated organization, Texas Values Action, is Jared Woodfill, who is a local attorney that I know has been assisting your efforts on the ground in Houston. We've been there with Briscoe Kane, who's now the Republican nominee for a state House seat out of Houston. But as a lawyer, he and I have worked together on exposing what happened with the local, not just the local, but universities across the state. But we were there in Houston. We did a press conference. We helped release information about how some colleges and universities that are state funded have been involved in this baby body part and tissue issue. And a lot of people concerned tax dollars being used for those type of things. And so I am so excited to see this development, this first step of one of the charges against you being dismissed. And, you know, I can imagine over time, and I'm not trying to say that your resolve is breaking down, but, you know, when you get a lot of pressure on you, when you get the government to see something through like this is no simple task. And so I want to continue to encourage you and also let you know our enthusiasm and our excitement about something good happening, because we have to stay the course on these issues. And as a result of it, you talked about that. What's come out of you saying, no, I'm going to hold firm. I'm innocent of these charges. What's going on is not right. It's unjust. Then it forces the process to play out. And oftentimes you catch a good glimpse of things, or a break, if you will. Something happens to where more information comes out, and we find out more about these issues. That's why so oftentimes when Planned Parenthood and some of these abortion clinics indicate that they're interested in litigation, we're like, bring it on. We want to take that deposition. Yes. We want to find out what's really going behind the scenes so these entities can stop hiding. And they oftentimes think that we're going to get a little nervous because, oh, there's a lawsuit. Look, I'm a lawyer. We've got people like Jared, other people that are helping. You know, we don't need to be afraid of engaging in litigation if we have to, or being involved of a criminal issue or charges, so to speak. But you as an individual, there are very serious consequences to the charges that were brought against you. I mean, look, if things go the wrong way, so to speak, there are some significant things that could happen to you personally where you're putting that at risk. You're putting yourself on the line. And I just want to commend you for standing for principle and doing what's right.
You know, thank you. Thank you so much for saying that. And it's true that, you know, Planned Parenthood and their political allies are really just the biggest bullies. And they think that if they huff and puff loud enough, they can get the rest of us to back down. And the way you have to treat them is like any other bully, where you don't back down, you get right back up in their face. And if you do that, they'll be the ones to back down first. And so that's been our strategy from day one in dealing with all the stuff they're trying to throw at me. And it's true, you know, an alleged criminal violation is definitely a little bit of a different thing than a civil lawsuit. But at the same time, you know, what this crazy runaway grand jury in Harris County was alleging doesn't fit the law as it's written or the facts of what actually happened. Let me stop you for a second. We don't have a choice but to fight it.
That's right. And think about it this way, okay? If they're charging, and you kind of alluded to this, but if they're trying to charge you with this type of crime that you were engaged in trying to buy body parts, well, is that an admission that there's somebody selling them? I mean, it's very clear what's going on here. And let's shift for just a second, because a lot of this, in my opinion, has been an effort by some, if not all the people on the other side or wherever they are, to try to divert attention away from the information that your efforts as an investigative journalist was able to uncover, these videos from Planned Parenthood. Tell us a little bit more about the latest information or information regarding what has come out as far as the Planned Parenthood videos. Some of our listeners may have not heard about them at all. So why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about some of the content that y'all were able to uncover from those videos?
Sure. Well, it's been just about a year now. It's been about 11 months since we started releasing the first of the videos. Myself and my organization, the Center for Medical Progress, we had a team of undercover actors who conducted a basically 30-month-long investigative journalism study about how Planned Parenthood harvests and sells the body parts of aborted children. This is something that's been going on at Planned Parenthood for decades now. It had really only been covered by the news media once before, about 15 years ago, at the time that we started doing this work. And it's something that is so grim, so gruesome, so illegal, and I think also so clarifying about what the stakes are when we have taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood and when we have legal abortion in our country. That I felt it was something that really deserved to be front page news again, and it really needed to be front and center as part of the national discourse. So we started releasing these videos in July of last year, and these are a series of undercover videotapes where we were posing as a biotech company, basically wanting to buy the body parts and organs and tissues of aborted children from Planned Parenthood. We were able to secure meetings with top level, senior level leadership at Planned Parenthood, people like their senior director of medical services on the national level, who is basically the top abortion doctor at Planned Parenthood, trains all of the other doctors, writes their manual of medical standards and guidelines, oversees the abortion practice at all the different clinics across the country, people like the president of their medical directors council. We also did site visits at some of their biggest surgical facilities around the country, including in the big Houston Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast mega clinic in Houston, which is part of their affiliate, Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast, which is actually in real life has been involved in baby parts and fetal tissue harvesting and sale for over the past 10 years. So in Houston, we did a site visit there and met with the director of research, who's Melissa Farrell. She's overseen their baby parts program for the past over 10 years at this point, and had basically a long kind of business meeting and negotiation with her over the course of about 7 hours during the site visit, where we got a tour of the clinic. They took the path room to show us, you know, how quote unquote high quality their specimens were, how good the baby body parts were that they were aborting, and how valuable they would be for our procurement and our resale to customers. And the things that senior-level Planned Parenthood leadership would say on these tapes are nothing short of shocking. Every single Planned Parenthood doctor that we talked to said that they would be happy to change the way that they did their abortions in order to get higher quality body parts, including sometimes resorting to straight-up illegal methods of abortion, like the federally banned partial birth abortion method, where you flip a baby to a feet-first position using ultrasound, and then you pull them out completely in one piece up until the head, and then you crush the head at the end of it. Melissa Farrell even talked about how historically the Planned Parenthood doctors in Houston who have been involved in their own baby parts research in the past at the University of Texas, the UTMB Medical Branch, and other places, that she said, oh yeah, commonly they would change the way they did the procedure so that they would be able to get more intact baby parts out to do their research. And she even said to us that that they could work to find a way to get completely intact fecal cadavers for us so that we could have all the body parts that we needed out of every baby.
Unbelievable. You know, let me stop you for just a minute too, David. Give us your website, because I think a lot of people just heard that information and they're engaged. They're hearing that going, wow, where can I hear more about this? Tell us, I'm talking with David DeLeiden, just to bring y'all up to date, investigative journalist that exposed the truth about what Planned Parenthood is doing in their clinics. David, what's the website where people can find more of that information?
The website is centerformedicalprogress.org or cmp.org.
CMP.org. And I remember watching one of those videos, I seem to recall it's been, you know, close to a year now, right, that one of the Planned Parenthood officials, doctors, I forget who she was, made a reference to the amount of money that could come from this, from these body parts exchange, if you will, or these transactions, and that she might buy a Lamborghini, or what was the comment? Do you remember this?
Yeah. That was in the second video. Dr. Mary Gatter, who was the president of the Medical Directors Council at Planned Parenthood, we sat down and had an undercover negotiation with her in a restaurant where she's literally haggling over the price of over the per body parts price that our test company is going to pay her for the body parts, and she's saying, well, you go first, you say the number first, and she says, whoever goes first in the negotiation is at a loss, so I want you guys to go first. And then at the end, she laughs and she says, if this price is too low, we can always bump it up. She says, because I want a Lamborghini.
Isn't that nice? So the next time you see a Lamborghini driving down the road or some, exotic sports car, who knows, it may be a Planned Parenthood official in there. I mean, this is just, and that's what was so interesting about it, being able to catch them in their normal mode and allowing people to see what they're really like, where their interests really lie. You know, they're supposed to be all about women, right? They're, they want to help the woman, and they try to seem so sympathetic. And what we find out, it's about numbers. It's about dollars. I mean, we've believed that for a long time. That's been our view. I'm sure yours as well, or other people that have concerns for these issues. And look, I'm not hoping for that. When you watch the videos, I'll just speak for myself. There's part of me that, to some sense and in a purest sense would think, that's not what I would hope. You almost would hope that there was at least some sense of compassion, but I'm not surprised that there wasn't, considering the type of activities that they're involved in. And so I do think this gives people an opportunity to come face-to-face of what they're all about and to look beyond all of their marketing and all their verbiage and all the things that they try to make people believe. And what bothers me a lot, I will just say, David, is I grew up in a part of Houston where that biggest Planned Parenthood clinic is. I think it's one of the biggest in North America. That's my backyard, so to speak. I mean, that is a very diverse, predominantly Hispanic, African-American, blue-collar working area of Houston that is part of my roots. And the fact that oftentimes Planned Parenthood sets up shop in these types of areas, it almost, exploits people in those areas to some extent, if not specifically, is very concerning to me.
It does. We have undercover video that hasn't been released quite yet, but I expect to put out sometime soon, where they talk about specifically how they target their new abortion clinics to areas that they think are going to yield are going to be a high market area for them. So it's incredibly disturbing how they look at vulnerable populations and vulnerable people as a profit center. And the videos have only really scratched the surface on all of this, the baby body parts stuff included. There's some very, very good groundbreaking work that's being done by the House of Representatives Select Investigative Panel on Infant Lives. It's a special committee that was set up several months ago, specifically tasked with just looking after the entire baby parts trafficking phenomenon and all of the violations occurring at Planned Parenthood and the companies that they work with to harvest and sell baby parts. And the information that's coming out of that panel is absolutely stunning. They just sent two formal complaint letters in the past 2 weeks to the Department of Health and Human Services, one to the HIPAA Enforcement Office and the other to the Office of Human Research Subjects Protection, detailing their findings in over 80 pages of documents that Planned Parenthood has not just been selling baby body parts for profit, but they've been selling the private HIPAA-protected medical information of their patients in order to do so.
Wow.
The specific situation, yeah, that we had here in Northern California, where I'm from originally, that's my backyard, the biggest Planned Parenthood affiliate in the entire country would just open up the private patient medical charts for pregnant women and abortion patients to these contractors for this for-profit company, SemExpress, these contractors who are just hired off of Craigslist, coming into the clinic, unlicensed, unverified, uncertified, and they just open up the patient charts to them so that they can know the name, they can know the medical details, the pregnancy history, the gestational age of the women who are in the clinic that day, so the technicians can target specifically the ones who are going to be able to yield the body parts that they need to resale that day to make their customer orders. And it's absolutely hypocritical for Planned Parenthood, who caterwauls so often in the face of investigations, that they can't cooperate because of quote-unquote patient privacy. And they're hypocritical, bought and paid for political cronies who say that patient privacy is the reason that they do this in patient health care. And at the same time, for the past 5 years, this panel has now found that Planned Parenthood was engaged in a, quote, systematic violation of HIPAA in the course of their illegal baby parts scheme.
Wow, that's big news.
Incredible.
Yeah, no, that's very important stuff. We're talking with David DeLeiden, investigative journalist who's helped expose the truth about Planned Parenthood. He just had some very good news this week where an indictment was dropped against him in the city of Houston. There's still some issues that have to be dealt with in Houston. The criminal charges against him and that whole issue is not over yet, but certainly a very important positive development. The website for our organization is txvalues.org. We're going to have some information that David is alluding to on this interview. His website is cmp.org. Is that right, David?
Yes, cmp.org or centerformedicalprogress.org.
Well, David, we are about to wrap up our show this week. It's been an honor to have you on. I've enjoyed getting a chance to get to know you better this year and also support the work that you're doing in so many ways. And we'll continue to do that. There's no question. The work you're involved in is something that we have a concern about and we've been supportive of. But because of the fact that you had issues come up here in the state of Texas, in my home city of Houston, is another reason why you can continue to count on our support, because anything that Texas and Texans can do to stand and show their support with you, whether it's in the courtroom, whether it's the court of public opinion, in any way, we're going to do that. We want to see this whole issue resolved in the city of Houston. I mean, we think the people in Houston as well need to express their concern at the ballot box in other ways. I don't care if you're a Republican or Democrat. If this kind of thing goes down and you have things where you have somebody who's trying to expose the truth in a very clear way, and all of a sudden the arm of the law tries to turn their efforts on you, you're going to expect a lot of concern and pushback from our people. And so we'll continue to support the work that you're doing, David, and we'll continue to be working in close support with our friend Jared Woodfill, the lawyer in Houston, and others on that issue. I'm sure Briscoe Kane is going to continue to message on that, and our friends at Texas Right to Life and many others. And so I want to get together with you sometime here either in Houston or Austin as well to let you know more about the work we're doing and how we can be of help to you. But I know that you are across the country and you're doing great things, and we're excited about that. And God bless you, brother.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Well, good stuff. That was great to have David DeLeiden on. I mean, the guy is all over the country. He's fighting criminal charges in Houston. He's really trying to expose Planned Parenthood in all different directions. You heard him mention there's going to be more videos coming out. I'm sure there'll probably be efforts to try to stifle his ability to make them public. That's a whole nother segment, some of the legal efforts and issues he's had to go through to deal with that. But that's why it's important to support these type of efforts. Look, even if you don't do it financially, I mean, share something in your social media channel, send an email out, talk to your friends about some of the information that's coming out on these issues. I mean, you got people that are Republican and Democrat, even some people that consider themselves pro-choice. When they find out that Planned Parenthood is selling body parts and manipulating or changing their abortion methods so they can get an intact baby that they can end up cutting up later. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, the abortion issue is bad enough as it is. But when you find out that the way that they're doing their abortions is a way that they can get profit from later. And you also heard David mention some of the comments from Planned Parenthood persons indicated that they were involved in methods that are illegal. The partial birth abortion is a federal law that was upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court. Just all kinds of negative, concerning, illegal, and just disturbing things that Planned Parenthood is involved in. When you have free speech prevail, when you have the First Amendment prevail, when you have the freedom of investigative journalists to dare to try to go into this fray and find out information, this is what comes of it oftentimes. The public actually gets the truth. That is a lot of what our organization does too. We're getting close to the end of June and we're getting close to the end of our fiscal year. Go to txvalues.org and find out how you can financially support our work. Our budget is over $700,000 a year. We've got four full-time staff members. We do this radio show. We're involved in legal efforts. I didn't even get into the letter brief that we filed supporting Attorney General Ken Paxton against the Fort Worth School District this week on the transgender issue. Go to txvalues.org to find out about that and the great work we're doing for faith, family, and freedom.